The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Radio stations across the state of Michigan, worldwide at MIBigShow.com, through Facebook and Twitter, too. It's Michael Patrick Shields with you, and very pleased to be here. The jury is in place for the second trial of those two men who were accused of plotting to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's in Grand Rapids, Adam Fox, Barry Croft. They're being retried because the jury couldn't get a verdict on their charges this spring. Two of the other men were acquitted. So, what do we do? 18 were picked for the jury. 6 will be alternates. And the question is, are they guilty or were they coerced into doing it by the FBI agents who were infiltrating that group of people who were running these exercises and trying to figure out if they could kidnap the governor and put her in a boat and take her to Wisconsin? And the judge and the jurors will now have to decide that once again. And they chose the jurors carefully because they want to know if they have some sort of political agenda or not. I also see now that the judge who granted the search warrant for the FBI agents to go into Mar-a-Lago, the former president's home in Florida there, had at some point in the past posted some anti-Trump rhetoric on one of the social media sites. So you see, you are now bound by your own history. And people will say, oh, that judge is an anti-Trumper. That's why he gave them the warrant, and they shouldn't have gone in there. Everybody's going to see things how they want to see them, no matter what anymore. It's Michael Patrick Shields through the AT&T microphones. Dennis Muchmore, government relations, regulatory advisor, leader with the Honigman firm, and was Governor Snyder's chief of staff and a longtime lobbyist. And man who knows the state and knows Detroit very well, as we broadcast from the Book Cadillac Hotel right this very moment. Mr. Muchmore, welcome to the program.
How are you, sir? Good morning.
I have been enjoying very much some of the people you've connected us with, because you're a great connector. That's what you do at Honigman, and that's what you do. I mean, you fall out of bed connecting people. It's amazing how you are, and generous in that way. But I think so far, Quantes Presley, the pastor at the Third New Hope Baptist Church, wow, what a fascinating person, well-spoken. And by the time the interview was done, I had to go to the dictionary, and I'm a writer, for God's sake.
He is something, I'll tell you that. He's on an upward trajectory, and he's just a great representative of his congregation. And, he has, quite a congregation, so he's doing very well.
Well, thank you very much for that connection. I'm going to go over to the Tiger game tonight and see the Cleveland Guardians come in and play the Tigers. It doesn't matter who wins at this point, I think, between both of those teams. But I will be interested to look over and see the Fox Theater and look over the other side of the stadium and see the Little Caesars Arena and the Fillmore and all the rest of it. And there are 1,200 people in town here from around the country who are event planners for a big thing that Visit Detroit is putting on here. And had they visited Detroit back when you first started coming here, they wouldn't recognize this place, would they?
Oh, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, and thankfully so. And I think it's a tremendous upgrade in the downtown area. I think that, the mayor would like to focus, as he always has in the last few years, on the neighborhoods and see what he can do for neighborhoods, especially entrepreneurial people. And I think working in conjunction with Warren Evans, the county executive of Wayne County, that they can do a lot of things together. And they have done a lot of things together, the waterfront, the business community, you name it. They work together pretty well. And I think there are plenty of other people in the city council and around that have thrown in their oar, too, and have done a good job.
What are you hearing about, well, just in general, I should just say, what are you hearing? But in terms of, well, I don't know why I'm fascinated by the running mate for Tudor Dixon, but are any names coming into your... It doesn't really matter, I don't think, but, you know, what are you hearing?
Well, I heard about Mike Bishop, and I think that would be, you know, a good addition, and Mike has always been an upbeat, positive person.
He has.
You know, so I think he'd be a good addition. I'm not pushing anybody, so that's her decision to make, and I'm sure they'll come to a reasoned decision on it. So, you know, I think it does make a little bit of difference showing that she's willing to reach out to people of different kinds of philosophies, and if they don't do that with the base, they're not going to reach the middle of of the state voting population. So, you know, we'll see what they do.
Okay. The people who make Detroit tick often drive the state too, because we see the Pure Michigan campaign, and obviously people talk about Northern Michigan and so forth for tourism, but this is still the number one tourism spot in the state, Detroit. Who are the people who could knock on Governor Snyder's door and get an answer when you were chief of staff, the business people from Detroit?
Well, Doug Rothwell at that time was in charge of the business group in Detroit, and of course Sandy Brewer, who's the president of the Greater Detroit Chamber of Commerce, has a lot of influence over all three counties. I think that as I said before, Warren Evans makes a heck of a difference in the positive atmosphere of people.
And by the way, have you been through the now Warren Evans terminal at Metro Detroit Airport yet?
I have indeed stepped foot in it one time, but that's all. I haven't taken the tour or haven't seen it, and it's certainly an improvement, that's for sure.
If you step through it now that it's Warren Evans Airport instead of the North Terminal, you can't go 10 feet without seeing his name. He really got a lavishing there, didn't he?
Well, he had a lot to do with it, so
I don't think that's unusual.
Especially since it's a county airport, and that's why Ed McNamara's name is on the other terminal, because
McNamara's got one little bust there next to the tunnel that goes to the ancillary gates, but Warren Evans' name is everywhere on that airport. Dennis Muchmore is everywhere too and completely connected. It's MPS. You already know that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the largest network of top doctors and hospitals in Michigan. But what you may not know is Blue Cross is making it easier than ever for you to see those top doctors, however, whenever, and wherever you need to see them. And that means you can get the care you need on your terms through office visits, telehealth, a 24-hour nurse line, mental health support, urgent care, and more, giving you the confidence in knowing that you and your family are covered no matter what. No wonder Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is the name more people across the state have trusted for the past 83 years to help them live healthier lives. So whether it's a cough, a fever, a broken arm, or a broken spirit, Blue Cross is here for you anytime, anywhere, with access to support for both your physical and mental health, even from the privacy of your own home. Blue Cross is here for it all and always will be. Learn more at hereforitall.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.